There you are. Right on time, like the good boy you are. Come in. Okay, give me a hug, you big teddy bear. I missed you too this last week. No, stop. Didn't we agree to reserve the kisses for special occasions? Stop it. Fuck, don't annoy me. It's okay, I'm happy you're excited to see me again, but you have to control yourself, alright? So, I thought what we talked about on the phone, about your cheerleader fantasy, fun, and I think I came up with a neat game we could turn that into. A game where you would also learn a little bit about the French Revolution. I know, your favorite time in history. Don't worry, we'll have a lot of fun. So, I know a nice dude working in the laundry, and he gave me this. Yes, that's a cheerleading uniform. It's a borrow, so we have to give it back. Don't tear or ruin it. Yeah, it's a bit big, but that's because it's for you, not for me. Good. I won't offend your deductive reasoning by feigning otherwise. I know you meant for me to wear it. But where's the fun in that if you always get what you want, You know me, I like to put a little twist on it. So do you still want to play? Depends on what. Okay, I won't call you a sissy. Noted. No, won't do that. If you don't want to, I won't call you a girl either. Just remember, clothes of no gender. You can wear whatever the fuck you want. If you want to wear a cocktail dress to class tomorrow, I will support you wholeheartedly. I won't take pictures of you, honest. Or videos. Jesus, you are paranoid. I'm on your side, remember? But I think it's silly. You shouldn't be ashamed for the things you want to wear. Oh, you don't? You're not even a bit curious what it feels like wearing the tight-fitting sweater and knee socks, the short skirt and the silky underwear. Not even a little bit? Yeah, see? Thought so. You like to look at the outfit. Of course you wondered how it feels. Let me worry about how it looks on you. I'm the only one with the privilege to see it. I've already decided that I will love it. Again, if at any point you grow too uncomfortable with the proceedings, we can just say your safe word and we'll stop everything. You remember the safe word? Say it? That's right, Robespierre. If you say that, we'll stop what we're doing and instead cuddle for a good long bit until you feel okay again, and we'll postpone the sexy stuff. It's okay to do so. I know I'm pushing you. You need to get out of that patriarchal mindset comfort zone, but I don't want to break you. You're sure? You really understand? Only proceed if you really would like me to continue. I won't be angry or disappointed with you. Okay, you're such a good boy. I'm really happy you knocked on my door that day. Ready? Okay, here are the rules, darling. I will quiz you about the French Revolution. What did you think? That I won't turn this into a learning opportunity? Fucking come on, man. I'll quiz you, and if you get everything right, I have a very great prize for you that you will love. But every wrong answer, you'll have to put on another part of that cheerleader outfit. And if you put everything on and still give wrong answers, you'll have to do a little cheer for me. It doesn't matter. You can think of one when we cross that bridge. It doesn't have to be good, but I just want to see your heart in it. Sound fair? Good boy. First question. What were the two of the main causes that led to the French Revolution? What kind of equality? And? That's right, social and financial. Good job. Don't look like that at the cheer uniform. It won't jump out at you and bite you. Okay, question number two. Who was the leading monarch that got deposed by the French Revolution. Jesus, what Louis? There were a lot of Louis. 16, that's right. Bonus point for knowing his royal title. King, of course. Okay, that was easy, but you're dumb, so we're going easy. So far, you're excelling at this. Number 3. Paris had 600,000 inhabitants at the time. How many of them were unemployed? Oh, I'm sorry, darling. The right answer would have been a third or 200,000. I guess you have to put something cheerful on now, hmm? Oh no, when you choose socks, you better take both of them. Don't try to bend the rules. Two socks are one article of clothing. No one puts on just one sock. They belong together. You chose the socks. They are knee high. It's not my fault that you're wearing skinny jeans. I guess they have to come off then, don't they? Come on, be a good boy and show off your legs for me. You've great legs. And those socks look just adorable on you. Okay, question 4. What event is seen as the official starting point of the French Revolution? Why the question-y tone? Yeah, storming at the Bastille, of course. Jesus. Okay, question 5. When was that exactly? On which day? You can't say Bastille Day. Please, please fuck, give Jesus fucking Christ, give me a date. No, darling, it's okay, it's okay. Close, but wrong. It was the 14th of July, not the 16th. Come on, choose another bit of the outfit. Oh, no, no, I'm sorry, doll. That won't work. Before you put on the sweater, you have to put on the bra. I know you don't need a bra, but the rules are the rules. Okay, bra it is then. You look... Jesus. No, in a good way. You are so hot. Okay, question number 6. Which French politician was born in 1758 and was one of the most influential figures of the French Revolution? What is it? You don't know the answer? Oh, you know the answer. Then out with it. Oh, why can't you? Oh, the answer is your safe word. Well, that's quite a pickle you're in. So you can answer, and if it's right, you said your safe word, and we stop playing. You can say something wrong, and we continue. But you put on the skirt, maybe? You choose. Life isn't fair, choose. No, Maximilian Kowalski is the wrong answer. I'm so sorry. Defiantly, he grabs the sweater. You know, you literally just chose, do you want to put on everything else or nothing else? That was your decision there. It wasn't the like tricky little ultimatum. It was just, do you want to do it? And clearly you will get all dressed up. Next question. Who was elected as public accuser in 1791? What's the problem now? I bet there are other public accusers elected in that year that aren't your safe word. Just take a guess then, fuck's sake. Well, that's wrong, unfortunately. John Smith was not elected that year. He should have gone for a French name. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, Beyonce would have been, honestly, a little bit closer. Okay, you chose the skirt. Just the panties are missing now. You look so cute. I almost want to kiss you. But I'm not going to, because I, unlike yourself, have self-control. Before you have to put on the last piece of that uniform, I want to offer you another mystery piece of clothing, so we don't run out too fast. Okay, then the last piece, the mystery piece, is this glorious wig. Again, it's a borrow, don't ruin it. Next question. Who is best known for being a member of the Committee of Public Safety and signed 542 arrests? See? You have to laugh yourself now. What's it gonna be, Panties or wig? Oh, you choose the panties. Why is it so hot in here all of a sudden? Hubba hubba. How do they feel? I knew they would. It's appalling what men have to endure as underwear. Though, I wear boxers on occasion, but still. Don't look down. It's a game. We're having fun, aren't we? Smile for me, precious. Come on. See? It's all okay. There's no one else around. It's just you and me. And I won't tell anyone if you don't want me to. But if you do want me to. Nothing. Okay, last question. Which quote, wrongly attributed to Marie Antoinette, led ultimately to her public execution? You are going with YOLO. Okay, wrong answer, but you know the right answer, don't you? So why didn't you answer correctly? It's the last question. You wanted to complete the outfit? You are a treasure. Ah, treasure. Come on, kneel down, you big, dumb, cuddly, blonde bombshell of a teddy bear. That's for going above and beyond for me. Even though I was cheating big time. This is because you are so hot right now. Oh, why the long face? I told you, clothes have no gender, and the gender you are is on your inside. I couldn't change it if I wanted to. And I don't want to. Your gender is yours to manage. It doesn't change because we play around a bit. But you still have to do the cheer for me. Yeah, I cheated a bit, all right. But if you remember, you answered wrong the first time before I cheated. So you are still the loser, sorry to say. Think of something while I'm in the bedroom for a bit. I'll be back in a yiffy. Surprise! So you like it? I got a uniform too, just in case you somehow won. Be aggressive, be aggressive. I said be aggressive, aggressive. I don't know if I spelled any of that wrong. I'm kind of fucking nervous. This isn't the sort of shit I wear. But, okay, yeah, no, you've had your fun. Take the look off your face. Normally I wouldn't have because of your wrong answer, but since you lost on purpose to please me, I couldn't keep that from you. Look at us, we're twins. Okay, now show me how you cheer for me. That was great for a little improv with moment's notice. You're a very good boy today. Now what do you want to do? Are you still uncomfortable with the outfit or do you want to keep playing for a bit? I don't know. Did you ever wish you could just do girly things? Out of curiosity. Like gossip about boys? Or did you ever wish to be a fly on the wall for a slumber party? Or do your makeup? Fuck out with it. You should really stop all that shame. It's not helpful. Oh, really? What a fucking surprise with a big jock. Catfight. You like watching them and always wondered how it feels to take part? Well, okay. That might be fun. But we better make for some ground rules. First, it's a play fight. So try not to really hurt me. You are bigger and stronger, in case you didn't know. Physically, not mentally. For this, I probably need a safe word. Let's go with swans. If I say swans, you need to stop, or I will have to hurt you back if you are too much in the moment. Okay? But I think you can stop. I trust you. Also, this should go without saying, no punching, only very limited shoving. Mostly it's slaps, grabs, and tears. And wrestling, try to remember that. Got it? Good boy. And try to limit your strength to about 50%. Give me a chance here, okay? I beat you at plenty of other things. I deserve a fair shot here too. Remember, swans, Robespierre. Okay. And I'll have to refer to you as a girl to get into the scene. That okay for you? Don't worry, since you don't like it, I won't use it outside the catfight situation. You're the one asking for this, though. Ready? Good boy. Oh, Stacy, I didn't tell you... Didn't I tell you to stay away from my boyfriend? For fuck... You fucking bitch, you knew he was mine, but you had to make eyes at him, didn't you? Don't you dare turn your back on me, you fucking whore. What? Stop grabbing my hands. I want to keep slapping you, you whore. Fuck, you wanted it this way? Let me go. Let me go. Or keep fucking kicking me. Finally. Now, tell me what you have. Tell me what you have. What I don't have, you slut, or I'll fucking tickle you. Spill the beans or I'll tickle you. You have enough? No? No? I'll just tickle you, you fucking... What's so funny, bitch? You should hear how dumb you sound. Ha ha ha. Yeah, I know, I'm laughing at you. That's you, Stacy. That's how you sound. Like a little bitch. Tickle, 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 tickle. Oof. Oh, what now, Stacy? Just want to fixate me here? That is dumb. But you are dumb, so good, well suited. Oh, Stacy, if you try to kiss me, I will bite your tongue. Stay in character, okay? Stacy. Yeah, try that. But I'm not ticklish, I have self-control. Give it up, you can't tickle me, you fucking bitch. Come back later. We're doing self-defense training. I'm with my friend Stacy. No need to worry. I guess the walls here are not as noise-proof as I thought. Oh, don't worry. That's probably not the weirdest thing they've heard through these walls. In any case, it's nice of them to catch in on me when they hear something like a fight. But where were we? Oh, Stacy. Now I know what your appeal is. You have a raging boner. How can I compete with that? Don't be shy, Stace. Lift up your skirt for me and let me have a look at it. Yeah, I like that. My God, it's poking out of your panties. That looks uncomfortable. Maybe you should take it off? Why don't you come a little bit closer and let me look at it? It's of interest to me. Yeah, come a bit closer. Stay on your knees, Stace. Just shuffle over here. I have to say, I've never seen such a gorgeous girl dick. Can I touch it? Just nod if you're feeling a bit nervous. I'll be very soft and gentle. Just let me draw along its contours with the slightest touch of my fingertips along the shaft. You even have balls too. So soft and fruity. Feels like a penis, all right. Even the head. Oh, there was a twitch. Can I poke it again? Boop. It jumps when I touch it. Boop, boop. Do you want to keep playing? Yeah, I thought so. Do you mind me calling you Stacy? It is so hot to me. As long as I touch your dick, I can call you what I want. Don't tell me that. You know I'll find a way to use it later. Do you mind me taking it in my mouth, Stacy? I thought so. It looks very yummy. But you tried to steal my man. So you have to beg for it. You're already on your knees and you should be starting begging by now. Maybe I will forgive you for trying to steal him. Maybe. Oh, come on, you can do better than that. Really sell it, Stace. I want to hear your voice break. I want to see your pretty eyes getting wet. Since nothing else to get wet. I can't hear you. You really mean it? Okay, lift up your skirt, gorgeous. I'll believe you for now. Oh, I just realized. This is my first time sucking girl cock. Don't judge my meek attempts too harshly, my goddess. It tastes different. Like bubblegum and honey melon. Fuck. Girl dick is magical. While I suck you off, Stacy, my darling. Tell me why it has to be my man you wanted to steal. Tell me all the things you like about him. Don't be shy. Is it because he's a football jock? Are you jealous of our relationship? Is it just his muscles? Are you that shallow, Stacy? I'll suck your dick as long as you tell me. Let me grab your pretty little ass cheeks and try to fit this thing in. Don't tell me what's nice about him. Just describe what you want. I know you're close, don't worry. I don't mind swallowing it, Stacy. Oh, your cum tastes like the scent of lilies in the spring. And all those awesome things about my boyfriend you told me. Show me that you really love him. You do, don't you? Say it. Oh, you're crying. Oh, sweetheart, that's okay. Here, come lay your head on my lap again. Let's get this wig off for a moment. I want to see the real you. It's okay to love yourself. That's what you should do. You are the only you have. I hate to say stuff like that, but I hope you know that I love you too. I'm not sure why you're so emotional, but I'm pretty sure this experience today showed you something about yourself that you didn't know before. That's all we can hope sex to be. A transcendent and transformative experience that changes you. For the better, of course. Can you imagine still being the arrogant bully that knocked on my door to get some history tutoring that day? You're a better person now. You're more sensible, more empathetic, and more thoughtful. But also more daring and so much more secure with yourself. Can you imagine the jock from before me, like, purposely losing a game to wear girly clothing? Just to make me happy? Fuck, now I'm crying. Okay. Let's go to bed and cuddle and just sleep near each other, okay? You're such a good boy. Thank you for the offer, but I don't need to come right now. Are you kidding? You breaking down in tears was the best sex I've had this year. Yeah. No, I know. I know it's like January, early February. Fuck, I haven't checked the calendar. But still, I mean it. I reached you for the first time, I think. You did good. Good boy. Silly thing.